Blog Talk Radio.
I come to you this morning from insanity to sane. I pray everyone has had a wonderful holiday, and today is New Year's Day, the first day of the year. But I just want to give a word of encouragement to everyone this morning that I know a lot of times as the year goes on and we get close to New Year's, that everyone sits back and they want to reflect on things that they did or didn't do throughout the year, as well as make resolutions. And I'm going to tell you, I used to be one of those type of people that I would say, okay, on New Year's, I want to start off on a new slate. I want to do things differently. But just keep in mind that New Year's, you don't have to wait till New Year's to have a new life, okay? God has given us that new life every day. And when Christ went to the cross and died on the cross for us, we have a new life in him. The word says we are new creatures in Christ. So we are born with that new life. So you don't have to wait to a specific day to start. Have a new life with God every day. But before we get into today's lesson, I just hope and pray that everyone has had a wonderful New Year's Eve. I know myself, my New Year's Eve was a little bit different than what I thought it would be. What happened is that the night before New Year's Eve, I was up all night long because, as many of you know, I'm publicating my first magazine publication. And the graphic design person that's working with me with the magazine, he had contacted me, and we did like a conference call about the magazine because he had completely finished it. We had completely finished it, but I had some revisions. So I'm the type of person that when I have something to do, even though I feel, okay, it can wait till the next day, but when it's your baby, when it's something that God has birthed in you, it becomes your child, and you want to take care of it, and you want to nurture it. So that's what I wanted to do. So I got up, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to work on this. And then I worked on it to like about 4 something in the morning. And then at that time, I'm thinking, well, no sense in going to bed. Let me just start my day with my prayer, devotion, and spending time with God. And I did. And then my day just went, New Year's Eve, it just went throughout the day. So around 3 o'clock that afternoon, I had completely shut down. I had no more nothing left. You know, but I knew I had a show to do on Real Woman, Real Talk. So after the show went off the air at 7 o'clock, I laid back and I went to sleep. But God is so good. You know, I thought maybe I set an alarm clock, but I had my mind made up that I will see the new year when I wake up in the morning. But I received a call last night from a sister in Christ that has agreed to come on the radio show this year. And when she called me, she is a few hours behind me. So when she called me, it was 11:47. And I looked at the clock, and when we got off the phone, it was like 11:52. And I says, Lord, thank you. Because, see, simple things like that, we just have to thank God for, you know, because, yes, she could have called me today. She could have called me earlier, you know, but God wanted me up at midnight, you know. And I thank God for it because I wanted to be up to see the new year come in. I was just too tired, and I could not keep my eyes open any longer. In fact, I knew I had to get some sleep because when I did my show yesterday evening at 6:30, as soon as my guests came on, and I was like, you know, I meant to say Happy New Year's Eve, and I said Happy Thanksgiving. And at that moment, I knew at that exact moment, Barbara needed to get some rest. You know, so anyway, to say all that, this is a new year, new beginnings. 2014 was preparation time. Everything that you went through, all the tears that you cried, all the sweat, all the toil, everything that you went through in 2014 was to prepare you for something greater. That is your perspective. And over the last few months, I know I've been teaching on transformation, but before we get into that, I just want to pray first, and we're going to jump right back into today's lesson. Father, I just thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning in our right and sound minds as you prepare us for something much greater than what we see. What we see in the natural is not even what you have for us. You have something so much greater for us. And help us this year as we press in. Help us with our perspective, that we have a God perspective. Father, that we no longer look at things in the natural, but we look at things in the supernatural because you are a supernatural God. And, Father, I pray that everyone's year will be blessed, O Lord. And, Father, let us not get so consumed with New Year's resolutions. But, Father, let our prayer be this year, Father, that we will seek you with our whole heart, that we will chase after you with everything that we have in us, O God, that we will desire that intimacy with you. Father, that we will desire that intimacy with you so much, Father God, that not only will we sense you, Father, but we want to be able to feel your breath against our breath. We want to be able to feel your heartbeat with our heartbeat. We want to have the same rhythm with you. I know that was my prayer in 2014, and that's my prayer in 2015, God. And, Lord, I just pray you will bless your people in everything that they do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so now we're going to get right into today's lesson. Like I've been teaching the last few months, I've been teaching on transformation of the mind, soul, and body. And I've been spending a lot of time and just letting people know, letting women know that what you go through is for a purpose. Even the pain, the sweat, the tears, it was all for a purpose because God was preparing you. Yesterday I was teaching on it, and I touched a little bit about it, that when we get ready to move with God, God has to take us through, I call it a spiritual boot camp. He has to get us ready for that battle, okay? Because what God has for you, you can go to the next level if you still have unforgiveness. You can go to that next level if you're still struggling with rejection or neglect or abandonment. You can't go to the next level because what will happen is that you may get to that level, but you won't be able to sustain yourself at that level because any little thing that someone may say or do to you is going to trigger something and it's going to cause you to withdraw back to that cocoon, and God doesn't want that. So he has to take you through a spiritual boot camp, and he puts you in the ring, you know what I'm saying, and you in this fight, okay, and that's what it is, because he has to work those things out in you so that you can shine like the jewel that he created you to be, amen? So as we approach New Year's, I was like, okay, you know, I toured on the soul, and I knew that series would end around just before the new year would actually come in. You know, now when I was teaching on transformation of the mind, that did go a little bit longer because that is so important, your mind, your perspective. Everything starts with a thought. So I spend more time there. But now we're moving forward to transformation of our bodies and being fit for God, okay? All right, so here we are in a new year, 2015. With new year comes new hopes, new dreams, and much, much living, okay? But we're not going to focus on what we lost, like I said, or not gained in 2014. We're going to be tuned in with Almighty God. And one way for us to tune in with Almighty God is to be fit for the kingdom in our bodies. How do we guard our temple? All right. Over the past month, as you know, I've been teaching on the mind and the soul and how to transform our lives God's way. But now we are almost done with that series, and I would like to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in as we journey together through this transformation. But over the next few weeks, I'm going to be teaching on how to live in this temple that the Holy Spirit dwells and not defile God's temple, okay? You're going to be blessed. I know you're going to be blessed because I'm blessed as well. So we're just going to just talk about our temples and our bodies, okay? Our temples is where the Holy Spirit dwells. And a lot of us don't realize is that what we eat defiles our temple, okay? How we live, what we drink, what we say defiles our temple. And I'm going to tell you something. God really started to speak to me in this area in transformation months back. Back here, I would say like in March and April, you know, and he gave me a scripture, Matthew 15 and 11, and it says, it is not what enters into the mouth that defiles a man, but what proceeds out of his mouth that defiles a man. Okay, now, in the Bible, we also, now some people may say, okay, well, the Bible is contradictory because at first it talks about, okay, that we are God's temple and that we should not defile it with certain foods that what we eat and so forth. But then we go over and then we hear about our, you know, something else like our mouth. Okay, well, it's all, what you have to take God's word at his word. You can't read it out of contents, and that's what some people do. They take God's word out of contents because what they want to be able to do, they want to be able to make it about them, that it fulfills, it satisfies their sinful nature at that time. And that's why we take God's word out of contents, because we're trying to make ourselves feel good. So as long as it doesn't apply to us, then we don't have to practice it. Okay, amen? So, what God spoke to me about that, it was like, okay, Barbara, you know what? What comes out of your mouth, it defiles a person. You know, sometimes when we're operating from a damaged soul, we can speak things out of our mouths that is not, you know, that is not God's way, okay? And we all have moments, okay, that we can lose it, okay? We're all guilty of that. Not one of us is going to say, I don't care how long you've been serving the Lord. I don't care how long you've been going to church or anything like this way. You have those moments. So let's just be real. We all have those moments, okay? But God started to speak to me because at that time I was going through this transformation. Also, I was going through this menopause as well, and I know that affected me in different ways. And as a result, I found myself a little bit more impatient, you know, than I usually are, you know. So as a result of it, you know, I remember going to the DMV, and I had to get my license changed and all like that, and then I had to go to the Social Security building. And, you know, I told this story before back here in July. But anyway, long story short, you know, I said something to the clerk. You know, I wasn't real mean to her or anything like that, but I was trying to, I knew what the rules were, but I was trying to break the rules because I wanted it to fit my timing that I had at that moment. So what happened was, by the time I left out of there, God spoke to me and says, you were wrong. And at that moment, that's when he gave me Matthew 15 and 11, because what comes out of your mouth, is it pleasing to God? Okay, no, it is not. What I said to her that day was not pleasing to God, and God was not happy with what I said that day. And I felt a heavy conviction, you know. And what I did was, you know, I mean, I turned around and I went back and I apologized to her, you know. And after that, I felt much better. So we have to be careful what we say to people, because once those words come out of our mouth, we can go back and say that we're sorry, but those words are still there, okay. So we are going to teach on our temples and how we guard our temples. Okay, and there's so many ways how we can guard our temple. How we guard our temple from negative speaking, okay? And I'm just going to just touch a little bit of that right now. So often, people in this world that we're living in, there's so many hurting people in the world today. And hurting people have a tendency to hurt other people. Okay, but we have to keep in mind it's our perspective. So we have to be able to separate the person from what they do, because what a person does or say is not who that person is, okay? A lot of times what a person says is because it's what is in their soul. So if their soul has a lot of poison in it, it has a lot of toxin in it, then you can expect poisonous things to come out of their mouths because their soul is damaged. And you can always tell a soul that is damaged by what comes out of their mouth. If negativity come out of their mouth, if they always arguing all the time or being loud and, you know, angry all the time, then they have an angry soul. Their soul is damaged. So when you're talking to people, and I know sometimes people talk to others like they're crazy, because I say that saying a lot. You know, I was like, okay, I don't like people talking to me like that. They're crazy. Okay? But what happens is that when people do that, their soul is damaged, and that's where they're operating from. Okay? So it's not you, it's them. Okay, but like with me, I surround myself with positive people. If I'm talking to someone, I don't care how long I've known you, I don't care if you're a good friend of mine or not, okay? But if you speak in contrary to God's word to me, okay, then I will exclude myself from you and I will make my time with you very, very limited, practically scarce, because I choose not to have that negativity in my life. Because what a person says, okay, and you surround yourself with those people, then what happens is that it attaches itself to you, okay? So not to say, okay, that I can't be around all types of people. I love being around people, okay? But sometimes people can say hurtful things, and they don't mean to it. They don't mean to do it. I refuse to believe that they woke up that morning and decided, I'm going to say this to this person today. You know, sometimes people say things out of hurt. Sometimes people say things to you out of jealousy. Sometimes people say things because they see you doing so well and they see their lives and their lives is not going as well as they hope to be going. So, you know, there's so many other types of things that plague it at that exact moment. So we have to be very, very careful there. But at the same time, you have to guard your temple. You can't allow toxin to come into your temple, okay? All right? We can't eat certain things, okay? We can't eat certain things, okay, because it's not healthy for us. A lot of times if we eat a lot of things that are fatty, a lot of things that are sugar, okay, and what it does is that it causes us to be a little bit sluggish, okay, and we don't have much energy for anything, okay, and if you don't have much energy for anything, then guess what? Guess what happens when you don't have energy for anything? Then you're not fit for God's kingdom because you're going to be too tired to want to do anything for the kingdom, okay? A lot of times when people say, well, you know what, I just don't feel like doing this, I'm just tired, okay? And especially if you see that they don't really do anything, then why are they tired? They're tired because, you know what, they're not living right, they're not eating right, they're not taking care of their temples right, and that's why that they're not fit. And when you're not fit to do anything, then you're not fit for the kingdom, okay? You know, it's like with me. I mean, every day I work anywhere between 12, 14 hours a day, you know, getting this business off of the ground with the radio platforms, with the teaching, with the magazine, books and so forth like this way. I mean, I'm constantly busy, okay? And I am fit. Now, I'm not going to say, okay, every now and then I may not dabble into something, okay? All right, especially when it got around Christmas, I really dabbled a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I ate a few donuts, ate a few cookies here and there, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't me, but now I just want to have a new clean slate in 2015. You know, I want to get back to eating what I used to be able to eat. I want to get back into the gym, okay, because I want to be fit, because if I'm fit, then I'm fit for God's kingdom and I'm able to operate and I'm not tired. I'm not feeling sluggish, you know. Typically, if I am tired, it's because I have been working 12, 14 hours. Like on yesterday, I was up 30-some hours, okay. Well, my body, I had to shut down, you know. I mean, I'm 47 years old, you know. I'm not 21 years old any longer that I can stay up 2 and 3 days in a row. Okay, but anyway, you know, you have to be fit, and that's what we're going to talk about each week. Every Thursday, we're going to be talking about our bodies, our temples, and how we keep ourselves fit. But it's not just for 2015. It's for every single day in every year of our lives, because one of the things that you have to keep in mind is that it is a lifestyle. It's not something that you do for a short period of time and then you just toss it to the side. It is a lifestyle. And we have to live life God's way. Oh, amen? All right. We have lived life our way too long, and that's why we're in the predicament that we find ourselves in. But we're going to do this God's way, and I'm going to be teaching on it every single Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to really get into some real good home-down teaching. You know, we're going to bring, you know, I'm going to be teaching from the Word of God, you know. And as I teach from the Word of God, I'm going to give you life applications of my own life, okay? Because a lot of times, though, what typically happens is that it's not just about me, okay, but I want to be able to be relatable so that, by that way, everyone can see that no matter where you at, we all have personal struggles, and it's okay, right? So we're going to talk about next week, next Thursday, we're going to get into our bodies and what we eat, okay? Like today I just touched a little bit of it, like the sugar, okay, the fatty foods, fried foods, okay? Get away from that, okay? You don't need that. It's only going to hurt you in the long run, okay? When God started to transform me and renew my mind and restore my soul, the last portion he spoke to me about was the body. And at that time, I was eating what, fried chicken. I was eating fried chicken pretty much every single day. You know, I was drinking sodas, you know, and then I wasn't really drinking any water. And then I was like, okay, I got to drink water. But then I would get that, you know, that flavored water, you know, and I was like, okay, you know what, that's done. I haven't had soda in, I know, at least 8 months, and I feel so much better. I don't drink soda. I don't even drink, like, juices because it has sugar in it. You know, all I drink is water. If it's not water, I won't touch it, okay, because I know it's not healthy for me. And I find out that, you know, that I feel better. And not only that, my skin looks better, you know, because your body is getting what you actually need. Okay, so these are the things that we're going to be talking about in 2015, and we're going to also talk about our temples, what we do, the people that we have in our lives, okay, because some people have people in their lives that are toxic, and what I mean by that is that they're not fit for them, not to say that they're not good people, but they're not good for you. Okay, not everyone is good for you, and you have to guard yourself. You have to guard your temple because, you know, I remember, you know, sometimes it can even be family, and family can be toxic for you. You know, I mean, I have a sister back home, and her and I, we don't talk anymore, you know. And I'm not going to say, okay, that, you know what, I would like to have a better relationship with her. Yes, I would, okay. But I'm not going to invite that toxic back into my life. So I stay away from it, okay. I love her. I pray for her and her family. I pray God's blessing over her life, okay? But that is toxic for me. I have a brother, the same thing, toxic. So I cut it out of my life, okay? And that's what we have to learn how to do. What we have to do, we have to put up spiritual boundaries, not walls, because, see, walls keep people out, and then you won't allow anyone in. And sometimes when we've been hurt, we put up walls because we're afraid of getting hurt again, so we put up the walls. But when you put up the walls, then no one can't come to you, you know. And it could be someone wonderful and nice that God has for you, but you have that wall up, you know. And I'm very familiar with that because I carried that around for so many years myself, guarding my heart because I didn't want to get hurt. And as a result, you know, that I have pushed good people out of my life, okay, because of that, you know. And just when I thought that I was healed from that, then God allowed this other situation to come into play. And I discovered one thing, okay, there's a little part of me that's still afraid to open up and to reveal my feelings to people, you know. So God is still working that one part. Just when you think, and trust me, just when you think that you got it, God will allow a test to come. He will bring you a test to show you, no, you don't quite have it yet. You're better than where you were, but you still have some work to go. Amen? And that's what God has showed me, you know. There was a situation, you know, with someone, you know, and it's like, you know, I sort of like this person, you know, and I, you know, and me and this person are good friends and everything like this way, you know, and we have a good friendship, and I like that friendship, you know. And sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, you know, feelings can get into play or whatever, you know. And then I was like, okay, you know what, I'm just going to just pull back a little bit, you know, afraid of opening up myself, you know. But I have to ask myself a question, why am I a little bit afraid to open up myself? Have this person did anything to make me feel this way? No. So it's not the person, so it has to be me. So I immediately recognize that it is Barbara this time, okay. So that's a good thing because a year ago, I would not even have recognized that. But to say all that is that you know, that you have to open yourself up to people. You know, don't put up walls. Put up spiritual boundaries, like with my family. You know, I put up spiritual boundaries. I love them. I pray for them. I'm there for them if they need me. But I choose not to have them in my personal space because they have to earn their trust back. And when trust has been broken, then they have to earn that trust back. So you have to make sure that they earn it back, so you don't let people back in, because that's why people continue to hurt us and our souls become more damaged. Because what happens is that they hurt us one time, and then we forgive them, then we let them back into our life again, and then what they do the same thing again. And then our soul is hurt again. And then we say, all right, you know what, I'm done with this person. I'm not going to let this person back into my life. A couple months down the road, we let this person right back in again. And then they do the same thing to us again. And they continue to do it because they know that we let them, we allow them to do it. We don't make them accountable for anything, and they're going to continue to hurt us over and over again. But we have to put up spiritual boundaries, and we have to say, okay, you know what, you hurt me. You know, and I'm going to pray that God heals me. But I'm going to pray that God do a work in you as well, because you're hurting yourself. But I'm not going to let you back into my life this soon. Okay? You're going to have to earn your trust back. Okay? And I mean, give that person time. You know, don't let them back in like 2 weeks later or a month later, because that's not enough time. Because you know what? Anyone can do good for 2 weeks. Anyone can do good for a month. Okay? A person can't do good for 6 months straight. Okay? Because sooner or later, the real you is going to come out in those 6 months. But anyone can put up a facade for a couple of weeks. You try going in for the long haul for 6 months, 7 months. We can't do that, because that's not how we made up. Okay, we're gonna slip. Then we're gonna be able to see. Okay, well, this person just been pulling my leg all this time. Okay, so that's what we're gonna be talking about. These are the issues that we're gonna be tackling in 2015. I don't know how long this series is gonna run, but you know what? It is. But I just have a few announcements to make. As you know, that my radio platform, From Insanity to Sane, I'm gonna continue to come every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to teach. Because I do not want to ever get away from teaching God's people. So every Thursday morning at 9 a.m., I will continue to come on this platform right now, From Insanity to Sane, under Blog Talk. Starting next week, now I remember making the announcement that From Insanity to Sane will be going under the Neocom television production platform January the 6th. That date, the 6th, have been changed. Keep this in mind. Starting the 7th, which is January the 7th, which is next Wednesday, and next Thursday, I will be coming to under the Neocom television production platform every Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time and every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So starting next week, I will be coming to you live from Insanity to Sane at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, but I will still come to you every Thursday morning under this platform, Be Renewed 7. Okay? So just keep that in mind. Be Renewed 7 from Insanity to Sane, still every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But From Insanity to Sane, we'll be moving to nighttime, which I'm very excited about that. That will be every Wednesday evening, every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm excited about it. I'm going to be doing many interviews with some amazing gospel artists, with actresses. You're just going to be blown away by the people that who God has lined me up with in 2015, and I'm excited. So please come out and join me. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, as usual, so you can know the Neocom platform. You can go under Blog Talk Radio. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/Neocom. That's N as in Nancy, I-A, C as in cat, O-M, platform. And you can listen to me every Wednesday evening and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I will continue to come to you every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So write those dates down. You do not want to miss. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter for some extraordinary interviews that I'm going to be doing this year. And just be blessed. You can visit my website for the magazine so you can get a glimpse of it. is www.bewhoyouaremagazine.info. You'll be able to read a little bit about the magazine. If you're interested in any form of advertising, I have my contact information under my website. Please reach out to me either by telephone or by email and let me know what your needs are. I will give you the best rates that I can possibly give you to get your business out there, to get your ministry out there, to get your message out there to a lost world, okay? So we're almost out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. God bless you, and I will be back next Thursday morning at 9 a.m. as we continue to teach on transformation of our bodies and being fit for God. I love you. From Insanity to Sane, God bless.